بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما I start with the name of Allah, I praise Him and thank Him. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and to protect his followers from whatever he feared for them. كنا تكلمنا عن هشام بن عبد الملك آخر ما تكلمنا فيه. The last of what we talked about was the ruler named Hisham, the son of عبد الملك. And we said that he died in the year 125 Hijri, 125 years after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we mentioned short things about certain people who died during his rulership. Inshallah, nukmilu fi dhalik. We continue, inshallah, talking about more of the rulers of the Umayyads family or dynasty. After Hisham died, so he is the son of Abdul Malik. After he died, the rulership was given to Al-Walid, the son of Yazid, the son of Abdul Malik. So you have Hisham was son of Abdul Malik. This is, we have Yazid, his brother, the son of his brother, so his nephew, became the ruler after his death, after Hisham's death. And this person was a loose person, a committer of enormous sins. He showed outwardly that he drank wine. And you could, you know, imagine how horrible it is, because despite the tyranny that some of the rulers showed up against people, that they shed people's blood and then they did different things, none of them, you know, outwardly said, okay, I'm going to drink alcohol, do whatever you want to do about it. Because we know that if a person is caught drinking wine, then the punishment that he will be whipped, you know, in public, 40 lashes. And this act coming from a ruler who is in charge of the Muslims is very weird and peculiar. And of course, this is because he had bad company. He was associating with a bad group of people. And he was so bad that even when he went to Hajj, he had boxes with him in which he kept dogs. He just was fond of hunting. So although he is on a trip to a Hajj, he had something on his mind, which is the hunting. And then he collected a group of dogs, put them in boxes, and he must have, like, maybe muffled them, because the only way that people, the way that people knew about the dogs is one of the boxes broke out, and then people saw the dogs. That's how they knew about it. Or else he would have, you know, had kept it and done it. And this person, beyond his own vices, his own, you know, committing sins, he was also a bad guy towards others. He mistreated the Yemenis, the Arabs, who used to be the backbone for the family, his family, in order to keep its reign control. They used some people, and one of the group of people that the Umayyad has been Umayyads have been relying on, this Yemeni, Arab Yemen from Al-Yemen. And he went beyond that to mistreat his own relatives, people who would support him. He mistreated them. And as a result, his relatives did not like him, got repelled by him. His supporters, the supporters of his family also were upset with him. And he was so bad that one day he opened the Mus'haf and then he read an ayah, وَخَابَ كُلُّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. He read this ayah, he opened the page and came out that ayah for him. وَخَابَ كُلُّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. Is every stubborn tyrant is a loser. So he was upset that this came up in his face, and he tore the Mus'haf. And he said statements, blasphemous statements, that he said, you threatened me with this, Jabbarin Anid, which is like a stubborn tyrant. He's talking to the Mus'haf that you are threatening me with this. And he said some lines of poetry, but one of them is, إِذَا أَتَيْتَ رَبَّكَ يَوْمَ حَشْرٍ فَقُلْ يَا رَبِّ مَزَّقَنِي الْوَلِيدُ. He said, when you go to your Lord, he's talking to the Mus'haf, the Quran. When you go to your Lord on the Day of Judgment, tell your Lord, Al-Walid tore me apart. He says, I don't care. And as a result, now he was the caliph or the ruler. He was doing enormous sins. There is no reason to depose him, to remove him. Now he committed kufr. Now he cannot be the ruler of the Muslims, so people rebelled against him. And on the top of those who rebelled against him was his cousin, Yazid, the son of Al-Walid, the son of Abdul Malik. And this man apparently was showing that he was a very, religious person and so on. And he, as I said, they rebelled. Battles took place between the ruler, the loose ruler, the Boshi, and the this cousin who, and the people who rebelled against him, until this Walid, this bad ruler, was removed and his cousin took place. So when this cousin became the ruler, he killed his cousin. He killed the previous ruler. And now we have a new ruler. And this happened around 126, if you remember, that's 1 year after taking over. So this Yazid, the new one, was called Yazidun Naqis, or Yazidun Naqis. It means Yazid that he is the reducer. What he did when he became the ruler, he reduced the salaries of the soldiers, which made also the soldiers now upset with him. So, and some, when he became the ruler, some of the family, Umayyad's family, they accepted him. Some did not accept him. So he kept on, maneuvering, doing things until everybody was happy with him. And the person who was not happy with him was Yazid, the son of Al-Walid. The one who went against Yazid ibn al-Walid was a man called Marwan ibn Muhammad. Remember that the Umayyad's family were from two branches. Okay, the first branch was Muawiyah, Yazid ibn, bin Muawiyah, and then so on. Then it went to another branch, Marwan ibn al-Hakam, from which Abdul Malik ibn Marwan came, and all these brothers and sisters, and brothers and cousins, and Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was from that branch. So the one who went against him was from the other branch, from the same branch, going backwards. Anyway, so he became a caliph in the year 126, and during his rulership, many seditions took place, many fitnas, people fighting each other. He had the two types of Arabs, Qaisi and Yemeni, and we said that these were two great, large groups of Arabs or tribes, if you want. And now and then they were fighting each other because somebody would stir them against each other. And it's like, you know, North Philly and South Philly fighting each other to save Philly. So, al-Shaytan is there. So, when they were fighting in the area we call Khorasan, Iran and Afghanistan there, and Iraq, sorry. So, they were fighting each other, and then other people started because now the state is weaker and weaker and weaker, everything's happening. The Khawarij, the renegades, started showing up again more. And even some of the governors would not listen to the caliph. They just disobeyed his orders. That hasn't happened before. So it means the state was dying down. This man, who deposed his cousin, Yazid ibn al-Walid, did not rule for a long time. After 6 months, he died. Then they had more, you know, chaos now in the family. Then they assigned one of their relatives called Ibrahim, the son of Al-Walid, the brother of the one who just died. And not everybody was happy with him. The one week they would say, they call him caliph. Another week they say, oh, you're just emir, prince, like not the head of the state, just one of those governors. And another week they would just call him caliph or governor, nothing. He's nothing. So, you could see, you know, this was happening. And this kept on happening until another man took over, Marwan ibn Muhammad, the one who was son of Ibn Marwan ibn al-Hakam. And this was in the year 127. So within 2 years, look how many people changed rulership. And this man had, you know, good qualities. He was very forbearing, very patient, very, you know, firm. He would bear with hardships, with traveling, with going here and there. Any difficulties, they are nothing to him. He would bear with them. And that's why people called him Marwanul Himar. They said, Marwan the donkey. And they mean to praise him, not to dispraise him, because one of the good qualities of the donkey is as you put load things on him, you take him in the mountains. Yes, the donkey keeps on doing it and does not complain that much. So, this thing was happening in the year, we said, 127. And Marwan kept on in his rulership for 5 years. So it was longer than his predecessors. And he was fighting these Khawarij, those renegades. And however, as we mentioned in the previous class, the call by those called Banu al-Abbas, the Abbasids, now got stronger and stronger in the areas where they were, the Ajam or the non-Arabs. Remember, that's what was happening. And a Persian man was leading that campaign called Abu Muslim al-Khurasani. He was smart, and he started spreading the call to appoint someone from the descendants of the Prophet to rule the Muslims instead of those Umayyads that have been ruling for that much. And every time his army, the armies of Abu Muslim fight the Umayyads army, they win. The Umayyads get defeated. So the Umayyads are getting weaker and weaker until one major battle took place in an area called Azab, or Z-A-B if you want. Azab, it's an area in Iraq. You know, in Iraq there are two major rivers, you know, Tigris and Euphrates, Dajla and Furat. They go parallel and they meet somewhere. And they start in Turkey. Anyway, they had branches. So this Zab area was an area in one of those branches of the river called Tigris. And there, they met, it was in North Iraq, and the battlefield took place, and Marwan's army was defeated, you know, very badly. And the defeats were coming to the Umayyads' armies one by one, one after one, until his armies were, you know, dragged to Egypt. Remember, the Islamic State was Africa, and you were at some place in Europe up to the, you know, borders of France maybe yet, and then east to China and Afghanistan, and so they had, it was dispersed all the way. So they were defeated until they got to Egypt and Marwan's army. And then in Egypt, in an area called Abu Qir, also another decisive battle happened. They surrounded Marwan and his army, and then they were defeated. And Marwan himself was killed. And that happened in the year 132. 127 to 132, that's 5 years. This Marwan died at the age of 69. By his death, the Umayyad state was ended, finished. They started in the year 41, and they ended in the year 132. So a dynasty that lasted for 91 years. So it's over. And a new dynasty came up, which is the Abbasi, or Abbasiyin, or Abbasid. And as we said, they were calling to appoint a descendant of the Prophet, not necessarily from certain branch. They were not saying, oh, that descendant has to come from this branch, not from this branch. They were not specifying at that time yet. Okay? And they paid allegiance to one person called Abdullah ibn Muhammad. He is a descendant of Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, the interpreter of the Quran. So Al-Abbas is the Prophet's uncle. So since Abdullah is the son of Al-Abbas, the first one to rule this dynasty was called Abdullah, the son of Muhammad, the son of Ali, the son of Abdullah, the son of Al-Abbas. That's why they call them the Abbasids, because they are descendants of Al-Abbas. And this man was known as Abu al-Abbas as-Saffah, the butcher. He killed many people. Some people say, no, as-Saffah doesn't mean butcher. Means the one who paid a lot of money. He gave a lot of money. Because it has these two meanings. It depends on who's saying what. So what happened? We went over 14 rulers of the Umayyad dynasty from 41 to 132. I'm just going to say their names again. Hajj Amin asked me the last class we met 2 weeks ago. Muawiyah was the first, then his son Yazid, then Muawiyah, the one who like did not want to be a ruler, and he, you know, died short time after that. Then it moved to another branch of the dynasty, Marwan ibn al-Hakam. Marwan had Abdul Malik, his son. Abdul Malik, then his son Al-Walid, after Al-Walid, his brother Sulaiman, and then Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the great Khalifa. Then after Abdul Aziz, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz died, then came Yazid. We mentioned his name, Hisham, we just mentioned today. Then Al-Walid, his brother, so we have two Walids. And then Yazid, that's another third Yazid. Then Ibrahim, the one people sometimes call him, yes, you are Caliph, sometimes not. And then Marwan, the last one, the donkey, who was the last one to rule the Umayyad's family. These Abbasid, when they were winning, and then they were had control over the Umayyad's family and land and so on, they were killing those Umayyads ferociously, mercilessly, because of the long time of injustice that the Umayyads were, according to them, doing to them. So they were just, you know, paying back, as they say. And so they were very angry with them. But remember, they all come back to Abdul Manaf and Hashim. So they're cousins, they are relatives. I mean, but still, Ad-Dunya gets people. So remember, they killed some descendants of the Prophet. Ali Zain al-Abidin had his son Zayd, and then they killed him, the man who went up the ladders, and they heard him saying something. And Yahya ibn Zayd, and so on. So they were killing them, you know, as I said, mercilessly. But some Abbasid were nice, or let's say merciful, with some of their relatives, because they said, oh, these are our relatives, so we should not. So they were hiding them from those who want to kill them. And as a result, one of those Umayyads' family, his name is Abdul Rahman, And he is the son of Muawiyah, not the first Muawiyah, because he died, okay? Muawiyah, the son of Hisham. Hisham that we talked about in the last two classes. So this Hisham ibn Abdul Malik had a son called Muawiyah, and then his grandson, Abdul Rahman. This man, Abdul Rahman, managed to escape the killing. So he left the area, and he went to an area, and this man is the one who founded Andalusia, Andalus, the rulership in Spain and Portugal. Portugal, what do you call Portugal? Yeah. And so he's the one who escaped from killing. He went to Africa, crossed that Jabal Tariq. Okay, the strait, you know, there is where they meet in the middle, Mediterranean, Africa and Spain. So he crossed, and then the Islamic, you know, armies moved, and then he continued. He established the Islamic state in Andalusia or Al-Andalus and stayed there for hundreds of years. This area, they call it the Iberian Peninsula, where like 85% of it is Spain and maybe 80% is Portugal, and then a few percent to add up to 100 is the other area. And so the Muslims fought in that area, and they had control, and it stayed for a long time until they acted different from what Allah ordered them, and then they were gone just like anyone else. So although the Abbasid started in the area in Egypt and Iraq and Syria and so on, this new Umayyads, state emerged in the area of Spain and Portugal, and it lasted for a long time. Those people were still, although they made a state there independent of those, they still were not saying we are caliphs. There still was one head for the state, the Islamic state. Later they said, no, I'm the caliph, and they separated themselves. And then, you know what would happen when people disunite, especially when they're committing enormous sins and other things. We'll stop here, inshallah. Our next class will be about the new state called Dawlatul Abbasiyin or Dawlatul Abbasiyya, the Abbasis or Abbasids, state, which, as we said, started in the year 132 Hijri. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم